Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
evening, guys, and thank you for joining me tonight. Welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And again, thank you guys for joining in the show. I'm excited about today. I've had a trying time getting home. Got stuck in a bunch of traffic. Actually, it's just a two-lane road, and someone ran off the road, held me up for almost an hour, about 45 minutes. So, and I was contemplating turning around, going another way, but I really didn't know how to go back a different way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could go back and go all the way back to the highway and then get on the highway and come all the way back. But I didn't want to do that in hopes that things would clear up pretty quickly. Because I saw one or two cars come the other way every now and then. So I thought I'd get through pretty quick. But it didn't happen. You guys know how that is. But that's what happens. But again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Today is the new day for the show. Now, as you know, I'm doing the show now at 6:30 p.m. Back to my regular time, back to my regular schedule. So you guys make sure you listen in to the show at the same time. 818-301-5834. Now, tonight's show has been brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, the professional at CPA on Duty can help you with all and any of your needs. 770-732-0244. Now, without you guys, I would not be here. So thank you that are listening via my show page on Blog Talk Radio, and thank you guys that are listening via cell phone. And I hope you have a hands-free device and so that you can listen to the show, but you can also drive with both hands. Or you can just sit the phone down on your seat and put the speaker on, and you can hear the show loud and clear, no problem. Now, I promote the show daily, guys, on Twitter and Facebook. So if you have a Twitter account, you can go into your Twitter account and you can search for The Frank W. Show. Now, I'm at Twitter at The Frank W. Show. So join me there on Twitter, or you can follow me on Twitter, or you can join me on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. Okay? Do that for me, guys, and I'll appreciate it. All right? Have a great show for you tonight. I'm excited. If you want to comment on the show at all, if you just don't want to hear me blubber along, then call into the show. 818-301-5834. Now, before we get into the show, I have a very important announcement. Tomorrow, I'm going to have a very special guest on the show. And I'm doing an interview, a special interview with Miss Cheryl Merritt. Now, Cheryl is a very close friend of the family, and she's written a book called Dates with Jesus. She's I'm not sure, but I'll ask her tomorrow. But I believe she's a pastor now. I don't know if she's ordained and all that stuff, but we'll ask her tomorrow. But I think she's doing a little bit of that kind of stuff now. I'm not sure. But we'll ask her tomorrow for sure, which you can find out tomorrow. But she's got a tremendously interesting book called Dates with Jesus. And you heard it right, Dates with Jesus. dates, like going out on a date, dates with Jesus. I started reading the book. It's pretty interesting. And so we'll remember tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., we'll be interviewing the author of Dates with Jesus, Miss Cheryl Merritt. Okay? So that's that. So let's get into the show, guys. The name of today's show is Be Very Careful with Facebook. Now, I've talked to a lot of people that uses Facebook, a lot of people that faithfully uses Facebook. I don't faithfully use Facebook. I'm not on there every day. I use it to promote the show, of course, but I'm not on Facebook every day. Some people are. Some people are addicted to Facebook, I'm sure. And there are some people that probably a little bit more than me have a Facebook account, but don't even look at it at all for months, but they have one. But I don't hit Facebook a whole lot unless I got a friend request. Then I'll go in there and confirm someone as a friend. But pretty much other than that, I don't write on there every day or anything like that. So that's really not me. All right. The reason I say be very careful with Facebook is because there's been a lot of crimes happening around Facebook because of Facebook. And that's because some of you guys, and I'm not talking about everyone, so don't send me a bunch of emails and a bunch of messages throwing rocks at me. But what I'm saying is some people, and I know you're out there, use Facebook to say whatever's going on in their lives. They may say that they're going on vacation tomorrow to, you know, Vegas. They're going to be gone for a week. I'll send you some pictures. We'll be back in a week, yada, yada. And when they come back in a week, their house has been burglarized. Their stuff is gone. That's because someone on Facebook has maybe not access to you, but access to a friend of yours, and they saw where you're out of town, or maybe someone that you know, a friend of yours on Facebook that knows that you've gone out of town, and they'll go to the house and rake you clean. You know, they'll go to the house and rake you clean. So be very careful with Facebook and the things that you put on Facebook, because now employers are looking at Facebook. So if you put some stuff on Facebook that if you're writing things on Facebook that you wouldn't want your employer to see, then don't do it. Okay? Because some of them, now, I'm not saying all employers do this, but some of them go to your Facebook, find out if you have a Facebook account. They go to your Facebook and they read some of the things that you posted. And then if you posted some trashy stuff or something like that, then your application could very well go in the garbage, no matter how talented, how creative, how great of an attitude you have. That could be a downfall of yours if that happens. So be careful of what you post on Facebook. I've told my daughter to be careful of what she posts on Facebook. You just have to. And not only the job thing, but also, you know, there's something else that I wanted to talk about that with Facebook, that a reason why you shouldn't post things like that on Facebook. I mean, there are people out there that are trying to steal your information. So if you put your name, your address, and all this stuff out there, they can start to dig and start to find information on you that you may not want to get in their hands. So be careful, guys. Please be careful of the things that you're posting on Facebook. Call into the show, guys. 818-301-5834. Press 1 to talk to the host, and I'll put you on the air. Okay? 818-301-5834. Now, I had a tremendous weekend this weekend. I got a chance to see my daughter this weekend. Of course, she's in school. She's off at college, but I got a chance to see her this weekend, which was very good. I spent the entire weekend pretty much with the family, doing different things, and we had a very good time. We had a very good time. And then this morning, I had to get up so early and get to work. But, you know, that pays the bills. That's how we do it. Right, guys? That's how we do it. Keep it up, guys. Keep it up. Just keep on keeping on. Okay? Keep on keeping on. But, again, guys, please be careful with Facebook. Be careful of some of the things you're putting out there. Be careful of some of the phone numbers you're putting out there, addresses you're putting out there, places that you work. I don't know about that. That may or may not hurt you. I don't think it would for the place that you work. But that information in the hands of the wrong person could be damaging to you. So please be careful of that. Be careful of Facebook. And so again, guys, remember, on tomorrow, we will be interviewing the author of the book, Dates with Jesus. We will be interviewing the author, Michelle Merritt. So tune in for that, guys. I don't know if we'll have time for questions. Maybe I'll be able to get her back on the show at a later date for questions. But if you do have questions or want to ask a question of her, then you may just want to send me an email or send me a message on my Blog Talk Radio show page. You can send me a message there, and I will either get that message to her, or I'll get her back on the show. I'll try to get her back on the show and ask some of those questions for you guys. So remember that. Tomorrow, Dates with Jesus by Cheryl Merritt. Now, guys, I'm like I said, I'm excited about getting on the show today, being with you guys, and you know, just everything about it. I love doing this. I don't know. I want to spill my guts about this thing all the time. I love it. I think it's a great way to communicate with people. It's a great way for people to tune in and get information. They can also engage in the show. The show is very entertaining at times. And, you know, that's all we do. That's all we do. And tomorrow is going to be a great show. Wednesday's going to be a great show. We're going to have great shows all this week. And then next week, I'm going to have Couples Wednesday. It's going to be a Couples Wednesday. Next Wednesday, I'm going to have a couple on the show. They've been married for 34 years. They're going to give you guys some good information about marriage, about relationships, and you can grab that information and run with it. I'm sure that they don't mind giving you a piece of their mind, okay? So that's the way we'll do it, guys. And so to be there for you, which I am, you can be there for me. All I ask is that you guys just listen to the show. And even if you miss the show, you can go back and go into Blog Talk Radio on my show page, and you can look up shows that I've done from a year ago. I've been doing this just a year now, I think. So you can go back and listen to old shows, any show you want. You can look at archive shows, click on archive shows, and all the shows will come up. And you can look at the titles, and you can click on the one that you think you'd like to hear. Okay, so it doesn't matter if you're on the show and listening live, or if you go back later in the day and listen to an archive show, because either way, whether you listen live or listen to an archive show, I get credit for that. And wanted to say something else. My quote that I give at the end of the show every day, I'm going to enter it into the Blog Talk Radio quote of the day. They pick a winner every Friday, and we could be winners, guys. This show could be a winner because I do give that quote on my show, and that's what they're looking for, is a quote of the day that you give on your show. And they'll go back and listen to it, this and that and this and that. And then what's going to happen is we're going to put it out there. I'm going to lay up on Facebook and ask you guys to go to that particular place and vote for my quote. Okay? I'll be doing that pretty soon. I got to get all the particulars about it. I don't know what kind of award or reward or whatever you want to call it that they would give, but there's something in the works there, and I want it. So I'll be sure and let you guys know what's going on there. Okay? Again, guys, 818-301-5834. Thank you for listening in to the show. One other gripe that I have, and it's not with Facebook or anything, but it's with these mobile phones, these cell phones, and the people that carry these cell phones, not carry them, but you know what I'm saying, the people that supply your network, or your help, you know, you're able to get on this cell phone and talk, because it's like T-Mobile or Verizon or AT&T or anybody that has that you can buy a cell phone through and do all that jazz with them. But and I'm with T-Mobile, but a lot of these guys have horrible customer service. Whether you're on the phone with them or in the store with them, they have horrible customer service. But I don't think it's because of the person itself. I just think it's T-Mobile. I don't think they want to address the issues that are before them to help their customers out. It's just my opinion, but I believe that strongly. I was in a T-Mobile store not long ago looking for another phone, and I couldn't believe how bad of a customer service person that this girl was. And we ended up walking out of the store. I mean, I didn't want her to help me. But anyway, I just wanted to blow off a little steam about that. And they always have your bill wrong. The bill is always screwed up. So you have to call them and talk to them and see why your bill is screwed up. But hopefully they'll get it straightened. And we'll go from there. Okay, guys? Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. We have about a minute left in the show. I want to do my quote. I despise the guys who criticize and minimize the enterprise of other guys whose enterprise has made them rise above the guys who criticize. Don't you? So, again, guys, tomorrow, please listen in to the show because we'll have author,
and I realized that everything I do,
great friend,
people around me. So I wanted to take
and
time out to
a sorority sister,
that I've done, things that
Miss
heard yet.
Cheryl Mary,
they don't want to take
on the show. We're going to promote her book, Dates with Jesus. You think that you want to get one of her books? Let me say this real quick. If you think you want to get one of her books, just let me know as well through the show. Send me a message or an email and let me know if you want a book and get your address and we'll get one to you. Okay? Thanks, guys. Have a great evening. Have a great day tomorrow and I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours.
For the fact that I'm not aware, you can't sleep at night when I am not there. Because I'm in the streets like every day. Sorry for the things that I did not say. Like how you are the best thing in my world. And how I'm so proud to call you.
Hey, Laura, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's
no.
up?
Trying to get ready to leave here.
Oh, okay.
Finishing up something.
All right. You going to roll on to the store?
Yeah. I only know a couple things to get, right?
Yeah, that works. Yeah, just a couple
okay.
of things. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.